You had a sequence there with less than 2 minutes to go where you had a steal from Shadero Coral and a layup, and then you also had Tia Bradshaw do the same thing and pull the win one. So your defense was keeping you in the game during that point. How did you think they did, especially towards the end of the game?
Yeah, you know, they definitely showed some heart there towards the end. They fought back. I felt as though they called some fouls, obviously a lot of fouls that took us out of rhythm, but the girls kept continuing to fight, and yeah, Shadera was a huge spark when she went on defense and got that. The bench erupted, and, you know, it gave us a shot down the stretch.
Let's go over the final play, because she had a chance to tie it up for a three, but Tia Bradshaw comes in, and she's inside the arc. What did you see from that? What was the design, and how did it not quite flow into what you wanted?
When we break from the huddle, you never know for sure what's going to be executed. We really worked this week on breaking out of a 30-second and going and executing. The girls did a really good job yesterday, but that was not what I drew up, obviously. You know, they're not going to let Tia get open. They're going to double-team her, triple-team her. So, but we also need the ball to go through her. So, you know, you take your chances. But, nope, wasn't great execution down the stretch, but we shouldn't have put ourselves in the position to have that.